Does it pass the pub test? That's the question being asked about Christopher Pyne's new job as a defence consultant with the multinational advisory firm Ernst & Young. The appointment of the former defence minister just a month after he quit politics has raised concerns about his access to the workings of Canberra, even though he's subject to an 18-month cooling-off period. Ernst & Young says the appointment doesn't breach the ministerial code of conduct, as his lobbying will be in the private sector and not with the government. Here's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
The revolving door of politics from high-profile minister to lobbyist or consultant is subject to cooling-off periods and codes of ministerial conduct to restrict access to decision-makers and to, importantly, eliminate real or perceived conflicts of interest. But in the case of Christopher Pyne, defence minister until he retired at the May election, his new role with Ernst & Young helping with defence contracts is a very bad look. According to Serena Lillywhite, chief executive of the anti-corruption watchdog Transparency International.
It's only been a matter of a couple of months since we had the election and Christopher Pyne left Parliament and now appears to have taken on this position with Ernst & Young. Ernst & Young has made clear that they're very keen to develop their relationships with the defence sector. And so this really raises question whether this is really an arm's length relationship with Christopher Pyne in order to get access to what could well be sensitive and certainly commercially advantageous information that he has from when he was Minister for Defence.
What sort of judgment does this show, and does it pass the pub test?
Well, it certainly doesn't pass the pub test, and it certainly is another example of why there is such low levels of trust and confidence in government.
This 18-month cooling-off period, though, refers to Christopher Pyne not dealing with his old portfolio area, that's ministerial offices or departmental. But are there other ways of getting around it?
There can be informal catch-ups, there can be coffees, but also the reality is that Christopher Pyne will have information, he'll have knowledge, he'll have an understanding of how defence procurement is awarded, how contracts are awarded, who is in the room, the role of lobbyists influencing decisions that may not necessarily be in the interest of the public.
Ernst & Young has its eye on a potential $200 billion expansion in defence spending over 10 years, but says Christopher Pyne will be operating in the private sector and distant from his old job and contacts. But Labor strategist Bruce Hawker says Christopher Pyne is dealing with big perception problems.
Look, it is close to the wind, I think, because it's clear that he's being asked to advise on an area where he was the actual minister, in other words, defence. So I think he has to be very careful in the way in which he approaches his role at Ernst & Young, as I'm sure he will be.
And this is all about perception rather than what Mr. Pyne might consider his role to be.
Look, I think so. We are very sceptical, I think, as members of the public when we see somebody who has had an intimate knowledge of a portfolio go into a role where he'd be able to use that information to the advantage of the firm that he's working for.
Even though Ernst & Young says that Mr. Pyne will be working in the private sector, the reality is that he knows the way Canberra operates and he would be there with Ernst & Young to advise on how Canberra operates.
That's right, and that's very important information for any big company or small company wanting to do business with government.
And that simply includes things that might sound simple to our audience, but that are critical to lobbyists, like having an all-areas pass.
That's exactly right. I mean, you can walk into ministerial offices, you can walk into backbenchers' offices, you don't need to be escorted around.
But are you surprised at all that the public may have perception problems with this in terms of the pub test?
Not at all. I think the public looks at these sorts of arrangements and says, there we go, that's the Canberra bubble or that's the Sydney bubble.
Ernst & Young declined an interview opportunity with The World Today, but in a statement said Mr. Pyne won't be lobbying or meeting with MPs, public servants or defence officials in his new, now controversial, new role.
The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.